Good evening. My name's Laura and I'm from the city of Monash, and I'm working on a program which ties in very nicely to some of the themes of this evening around gender equality and equal and respectful relationships between men and women. The program that I'm working on is called the Generating Equality and Respect Program. And the program aims to build communities and cultures which are gender equitable and foster equal and respectful relationships between women and men. And it really prompts me as a project worker to look at gender and those expectations, behaviours and attitudes people often associate with being male and female, and then how that impacts us as men and women and how we play out our lives, and then also how that can impact how we influence gender equality. What I'd like to do this evening is provide you with a bit of background to the program that I'm working on, talk about the connection between gender equality or inequality and violence against women, provide some statistics on the issue, and briefly discuss what we're hoping to achieve through the program. So the Generating Equality and Respect program is a world-first three-year program funded by Vic Health, and it involves a partnership between the City of Monash, Vic Health and Monash Link Community Health Service. And the program really aims to prevent violence against women before it occurs by building communities and cultures and organisations that are gender equitable and value and support non-violent norms and foster equal and respectful relationships between men and women. And this program will be concentrated within the area of Clayton and will put into action a range of previously tried and tested activities that Vic Health have previously implemented about preventing violence against women before it occurs. This particular program aims to seek new ground and determine the overall effectiveness and transferability of a site-based model across Victoria. As Leslie has highlighted in her presentation, gender inequality has serious and detrimental impacts for women and men, in particular women. Challenges for women in the workplace, expectations around women's role in the home, women being represented less in political, academic, management and board positions, less worth being placed on what's been traditionally deemed as women's work, are all impacts of gender inequality. But one of the most extreme ramifications of gender inequality is men's violence against women. Family violence, that is violence which occurs against a woman, by a boyfriend, partner, husband or ex-partner, for example, disproportionately affects women and is invariably gendered in nature. That is, it is directed against a woman because she is a woman. I should mention that when I talk about violence against women, I'm referring to economic, psychological, emotional, physical and sexual abuse. And violence occurs when a person or people use their power over another person to get what they want. So this is done at the expense of another person. So we can examine violence as really a tool for obtaining and maintaining this power and control. And the program that I'm working on is about preventing violence against women before it occurs. So the focus is not about working with women once violence has occurred. It's about addressing the underlying root causes, which is really centred around power, and gender inequality. And it's those gendered inequalities that Leslie was talking about. So how prevalent is violence against women? Well, violence against women is alarmingly widespread in Australian society. The Australian Bureau of Statistics tells us that since the age of 15, one in three Australian women have experienced physical violence, and since the age of 15, one in five have experienced sexual assault. Intimate partner violence is more damaging to the health of Victorian women aged 15 to 44 than any other well-known health risk factors, including high blood pressure, obesity and smoking. And when I say intimate partner, I'm referring to someone like a boyfriend, a husband, partner or ex-partner, for example. And the research tells us that violence cuts across culture, age, social and economic status, impeding the rights of women to fully participate in society. We know that violence can and does have a wide-ranging and persistent effects on women's physical and mental health, such as anxiety and depression. So who perpetrates violence against women? Well, it's a crime predominantly perpetrated by men. And research in Australia demonstrates that violence most commonly occurs against women in the home's private space, so not in the public domain, and by a man known to her, most commonly either by a current or ex-partner, a male family member or friend. And this is quite unique when we think about men's experience of violence which is perpetrated against other men, which most commonly occurs in the public domain. So when we think about addressing these both very serious issues, we actually need quite tailored approaches. International research indicates that environments which have more rigid gender roles, so stronger expectations about what it means to be female or male, have the potential to be environments which host more supportive ideas of violence, so it might be seen as more acceptable. And this is really interesting to note when we think about gender being fluid, a social construct, something that we can shift and adjust. And then what are the impacts of altering or shifting these ideas around gender and making them less rigid and defined? So we know that although violence is serious and prevalent, it is also preventable. And where gender equality flourishes, the rights and responsibilities and the choices of men and women are not restricted by limitations of gender roles and stereotypes. So what's the City of Monash doing? As I mentioned at the start, the City of Monash, Vic Health and Monash Link Community Health are working on a program to prevent violence against women before it occurs. And the partners are working with a wide range of groups and organisations across the City of Monash and the Clayton community where people live, work and play. I'd now like to highlight three of the program activities that we'll be undertaking. Our work internally with staff at the City of Monash and Monash Link Community Health. Our work in the community with new parents. And lastly, our work with youth practitioners in the municipality. So one of the programs involves working internally with staff and leaders at the City of Monash and Monash Link Community Health. And this has a focus on working with the staff to build their skills, awareness and understanding of gender equality and equal and respectful relationships, and supporting those staff to mainstream and integrate those ideas into the work that they do. So that might occur through things like policies, planning, service delivery and programs. So, for example, if we were to work, say, with staff in a sports and recreation area, we might have some conversations about male and female participation rates. Are they the same in sport? What are some of the barriers? What are some of the challenges? And how can we encourage female participation? We're also delivering a program called the Baby Makes 3 program, which works... And it works with first-time parents to promote equal and respectful relationships during the transition to parenthood. And this program provides a safe environment for first-time parents to really explore gender norms and those expectations and understanding of the different impacts that these expectations have on both mums and dads. And a previous evaluation of the Baby Makes 3 program showed that participants had an increased awareness and understanding of issues relating to the transition of parenthood, and that included things like gender equality, gender roles and social expectations. And I think this program particularly links quite nicely to some of Leslie's discussions around women's work in the paid and unpaid workforce. We also have a program called Partners in Prevention, which involves working with youth-focused practitioners within the City of Monash. So that involves people such as teachers, youth workers, government departments, mental health agencies, for example. And this work aims at supporting youth practitioners to promote equal and respectful relationships and gender equality with the young people that they work with. And this project aims to create a community of practice where those practitioners can share ideas, share opportunities, network, and participate in professional development activities. So as you can see, the programs that I've mentioned, they all focus on promoting gender equality and equal and respectful relationships between women and men. They're not about dealing with violence against women once it's occurred. It's about working to prevent it before it does. Preventing men's violence against women is enough of a motivator to want to promote gender equality. However, as Leslie has highlighted, there are a number of other benefits to societies which are more gender equitable. Women are provided with fairer and more equal opportunities to men. Work which may be deemed as traditionally as women's work has an equal value of worth, which has traditionally been deemed as men. And both men and women are free to take on things which interest them. And research also demonstrates that more diverse workforces, which would include having women equally represented in senior management positions, have higher or increased productivity. And as mentioned by the United Nations, gender equality is not only a human right, but also makes sound economic sense. Something I'd like to highlight is that we recognise that social change takes time, and the Generating Equality and Respect program is just one small step in this process for broader social change. Before I wrap up, I'd like to mention, if you'd like to be kept updated about the program that I've just mentioned that we're working on, we have a sign-up sheet just around the corner there, and we've also got some information, some contact details for the project team if you're interested in getting in contact with us. And there's also some information on family violence support services for both women and men, should anyone want any information, just at the front. To conclude, I'd like to say that we know why violence against women occurs and we have the tools to prevent it. In summary, if we want to work towards a society where violence against women does not occur, we need to promote gender equality, equal and respectful relationships between women and men, and break down expectations and adherence to rigid gender roles. So that idea about what it means to be masculine or that what it means to be feminine. So all of these factors will contribute to living in a more fair, equal and respectful society for women and men and boys and girls. Thank you.